Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All right, boys and girls, here we go. 6 o'clock on a gorgeous Friday night right here on 950 KJR Headlines, of course, are brought to you by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Stupid idiot!
Speaking of Venue Kings, looking for Kraken tickets, the home opener against Vancouver, the opener against Vegas on the road. They got them for you, baby. Use code SOFTY at checkout for a little bit of a discount, but the pick is in with the number 2 pick in the NHL entry draft, the very first ever draft pick in Kraken franchise history in the entry draft. Matthew Beniers, 18-year-old center from the University of Michigan, is now officially, Dick, a member of the Kraken franchise.
Indeed, he is. Rick Dennison out as Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator after refusing to get the COVID vaccine.
The Mariners are back at it tonight.
Yay!
After dropping 1-4-1 yesterday, M's 51-46. Frankie Montas of the A's, Yusei Kikuchi for the M's at 7-10. Mariners did make a move today. Rafael Montero. I know that breaks your heart. His career as a Mariner is over. He has been designated for assignment after a 13.09 ERA in his last 8 appearances for the M's.
Have you heard of Cade Otton?
I have heard of Cade.
He has been named to the watch list for the Mackey Award as the nation's best tight end.
You don't say.
Good for him. He deserves it. I'm hoping he can maybe
might win it.
Find a way to play another year after this season. Dolphins are signing ex-Seahawk linebacker Shaquem Griffin. The Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas could miss games in September. Revealed today he had ankle surgery back in June. All right. I'm Softy. That's Dick Fain. Ian Furness is here. We're hoping to hear
characters
from the newest member of the Kraken franchise in a matter of minutes here on the radio program. But, guys, joining us right now on the air, the color analyst for the Kraken. We had John Forslund, his partner, with us about a half an hour ago. But now the color analyst, the guy who knows what the hell's going on, baby. Our friend JT Brown from the Kraken joining us right here on the radio show. JT, how are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, it's great to hear your voice. And first of all, let's just start off with your take on Matthew Beniers, 18-year-old kid from Michigan, as Ian said, was going to go to Harvard and went to Michigan when Harvard season got canceled. We're all thinking about a number 2 pick in the draft as being a future superstar. What's your take on the 18-year-old that just been made Kraken history by being the first entry draft pick ever?
Oh, I think it's a great pick. You know, they've done a lot more due diligence than I have. But, you know, from what I know, he's a great player. He's got some size. He's got a great motor on him. And, you know, a guy that's going to work hard and has a smart, you know, hockey IQ.
We're seeing the words fearless, work ethic, character, defense, describing the guys that have been drafted both today and then also on Wednesday. There seems to be a style, JT, of Ron Francis hockey, doesn't there?
Yeah, you know, and I think this pick definitely fits that mold. And, you know, there's a lot of upside with this pick. And, you know, I'm excited just to be able to get to watch him and, you know, see what he's all about.
JT, hey, it's Ian Furness. I'm just curious, from your experience, your playing experience, what's the biggest thing that a player has to adjust to? What's the biggest part of the jump from whether it's college or junior hockey to the NHL?
I mean, I think the biggest jump is the speed of the game. I think in college hockey and juniors, you know, when you're able to kind of get through or the game isn't as fast, so you can have a little bit more time to think and react. And the NHL, the game, the speed is just so fast. The players are so good. You just don't have that same reaction time. So that was probably the biggest thing that I saw as an adjustment was getting used to the speed of the game.
How does he fit in so far with this roster, JT? Knowing that this roster could change a lot, right, in the next few weeks or so, how does a young 18-year-old Matthew Beniers kind of fit with this roster so far?
No, I mean, kind of like you said earlier, it just kind of fits with, or he fits the playing style with the players that were selected in the draft. So I think it's definitely a compliment. Who knows what their roster is going to look like on opening night, and it's something that I think all of us in Seattle are looking forward to seeing that.
Ian mentioned he sees a third-line center on this team right away. Do you think this guy has what it takes to make this roster right away and be a factor?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think that's why you would draft him that high is because you have those expectations. You know that he's going to be a great player for this team. So I think, you know, you don't just waste a pick on anybody. And I think they did a good job with this one.
JT, I guess the other thing, too, defensively, he's very defensive-minded forward. They say he's real responsible in his own end. That's, I mean, that's something that you obviously get taught, and young players, especially coming, I always think, especially coming out of juniors, especially need to learn how to be defensively responsible in their own end. So when you hear that a guy is already has that a big part of his game, that's a huge bonus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always a bonus. I mean, I think the other thing you look at, too, is, you know, if you're solely an offensive player, there's going to be times where you're not scoring. And if you're a liability on the defensive end, then that starts to become a problem. So there's going to be times within a season or within a year that you're not putting the puck in the back of the net, but having that defensive responsibility is key.
Yeah. Well, JT Brown is with us, Kraken TV color analyst on the radio show. Owen Power, Michigan, went number one to Buffalo. And then Matty Beniers, also from Michigan Center, going number two to the Kraken. You mentioned just the speed of the game and the difference between college hockey, you know, juniors to what he'll see in the NHL. I mean, this is a guy that JT doesn't turn 19 until November. So he'll be playing, you know, a few weeks worth of hockey if he makes the roster in October as a legit 18-year-old. And normally, you know, 18-year-olds in football, they're either A, freshman in college, in baseball, they're in the minor leagues, or in the NBA, they're playing 1 year in school or riding the bench, you know, somewhere. But what is the biggest adjustment do you think going to be just for him, period, as an 18-year-old, all of a sudden now having the pressure on top of that of being the first ever draft pick in the history of this franchise?
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll do all right with the pressure. You know, he's played with the world, and I think he'll be all right on that aspect. I think the travel will be another thing that's different. Obviously, already been away from home, but the scheduling in the NHL is a little bit different than college, where you're just playing on the weekend. So there's a couple things, but, you know, they've got a good leadership group here and a good coaching staff, so I think, you know, he'd be in great hands.
So you know this roster thus far, and you know what a playoff hockey team looks like. So what does this team need to do, what they need to add between now and the beginning of the regular season to be a playoff hockey team?
I mean, I think you can be a playoff team the way it is right now. I think if anything, maybe at another top six type of forward, but at the same time, you know, these picks, they've been picked so that they can complement each other. And I think they do have a chance to be a playoff team right off the bat. And as we've seen many times over, all it takes is getting to the playoffs and anything can happen. So there's definitely a good shot for this team to come out of the gates and make the playoffs.
JT Brown, great stuff. Looking forward to hearing you, seeing you en route in October. Awesome job, man. And we'll talk down the road. Thanks, pal.
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
You got a JT Brown color analyst for the Kraken with us on the air. And Ian, I mean, look, you've had a chance to be around a lot of young amateur junior hockey players. Some guys as young as, you know, what, 15, 16 years old, and they show up and they live with families and they're going to school and taking classes and studying at home, but they're playing in the Western Hockey League. I mean, this is a guy that's going to be 18 years old when they open up in Vegas in October and maybe have the weight of the world on his shoulders. What's that transition going to be like for him? Because you've seen it.
Yeah, every guy's different. I mean, especially when I was in juniors for all those years with, you know, guys that got drafted and, you know, some of them were ready to play right away and some of them weren't. And it was a maturity level. And I think that's, you know, there's two things that come into play, the maturity part of it and, you know, being mentally ready for it. And then the physical part of it, and the physical part of it oftentimes just, you know, getting bigger and stronger. Dick talked about, you know, becoming a more powerful skater, but, you know, you're talking about kids that are, you know, a lot of these guys, you'll see some numbers. And when a guy gets drafted in the NFL, for example, it's like, okay, well, I mean, a guy playing D1 college football, size-wise, is comparable to an NFL player size. I mean, you're 6'4", and you're 230, and you're a linebacker. Well, that's the same as the NFL. It's a little bit different in you know, juniors and even in college, where these guys are, you know, they haven't got a great weight room or weight training program yet and all those things. And so there is a physical part of it. JT mentioned the schedule and the grind. If you play college, you play on a weekend and you have, you know, Monday through Thursday off. If you're playing major junior, you're playing more of an NHL schedule. You play 68 games, you're playing Tuesdays and Fridays and Saturdays and all that. So you're a little more prepared for the schedule. But the mental part of it is hard. I mean, I was around guys that had all the skill in the world, were high draft picks, I thought were camp misses, and they never developed because mentally they just, you know, for whatever reason, whether it was work ethic, weren't prepared to fail. We talk about that with Jared Kelnick all the time. You know, can he fail? Are you ready to fail? You've never failed. Kids at this level have never failed. They've been superstars by and large since they were just, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. Now all of a sudden they go up there and they go 10 games without scoring a goal. And you're like, oh, what's that? I mean, Carter Hart, the former Everett Silvertip goalie, he's a goalie, went through it this year. I mean, he just couldn't stop a puck. Couldn't stop a beach ball from center ice, as they would say. And this guy, and he was unreal in juniors. Led Canada to a gold medal in the World Junior Championship. So the mental part of it is hard as well. The physical part of it comes into play. I do think a guy in Beniers, and I'll go back, and this is why I kind of said I put the statement out that I think he should be expected to make this roster and be at least a third-line guy, because he is a little bit older. He'll turn 19 after the first couple weeks of the season. He played, you know, big-time college hockey, and he also played not just in the World Junior Championships, but he played with and against NHL players this past May in the World Junior Champion, or in the World Championships as well. Those are grown men. So I think he's ready for this, and I think he's ready to take the next step. I'm not sure what this guy at his age would get by going back to college.
You mentioned the scheduling difference between top-flight NCAA hockey versus WHL, Quebec League. How about just the talent? I mean, does it vary year to year? Sometimes college is better, or is it always the same?
College is going to be better just because guys are older. I mean, players are just older. Right. I mean, they skew older. I mean, the WHL, I'll just use the Canadian Hockey League is the three junior leagues, which include the WHL. Those kids are anywhere between the ages of 16 and they can turn 21 during the season. They say 20-year-olds, but you can turn 21 during the season. You know, whereas college hockey, you're going there as an 18, 19-year-old and you're playing until you're 21 or 22. So they skew older. They're a little bit bigger and stronger. I mean, it's just, there's not a lot of guys that are able to come out of junior right away or even as a freshman in college and play in the NHL. I think this guy can. Dave mentioned Quinn Hughes earlier. His brother, his second brother, just got drafted today by New Jersey. I mean, what a hockey family. Quinn Hughes is a great hockey player, great young hockey player. He got drafted and went back to Michigan. Went back and played a year before he was ready. And even then, physically, you look at Quinn Hughes and he's a little slightly built. So every kid's different, every player is different. Barzell got drafted, came back, played 2 years with the Thunderbirds after he got drafted in the first round by the Islanders, played 2 years here,